This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is among various animal health groups involved in tabletop training exercises to improve response to a potential disease incident or outbreak. We will hear more from USDA Chief Veterinarian Rosemary Sifford next. February means many farmers and ranchers are knee-deep in the worst season of all, tax season. What if you could make farm taxes easy? Ambrook is the proven solution for managing your farm finances. Have your tax forms ready in minutes with transactions tied to Schedule F reporting. Prepare a balance sheet designed for your farm and an income statement that you can split by commodity. Put down the receipts and pick up Ambrook. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today for a 30-day free trial. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. USDA Chief Veterinarian Rosemary Sifford says that training exercises can help identify weak links in the disease response operation.
Stakeholders do a lot of work on their own, and then they reach out to us for resources from time to time. So I would say it's a pretty even mix of the ones that we initiate and the ones that they initiate. But a lot of times, even if a stakeholder group initiates an exercise, we can offer them materials to help support that and make sure it is a well-focused exercise.
Sifford says the training exercises are designed for both a general disease outbreak scenario and also specific diseases.
We do overview of what to anticipate in the event of a foreign animal disease, but we certainly do also have exercises that are focused on a specific disease so that you can think about and talk about some of the specific activities that might be involved with that disease. And so doing a training exercise gives us the opportunity to key in on some specific questions or issues, and then we can tie that together with other stakeholders in bigger training events until you get to like an overall exercise where you might involve everybody. So lots of small ones together can help us to be prepared for a big one, at which point we've hopefully identified a lot of gaps and we don't have a lot left to work on there.
She says there are resources available from the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to strengthen animal disease response measures.
When you're doing an exercise, you have to have something to start with and something to talk about. So we have put together little programs, tabletop exercises that sort of give you those initial things that you're going to be looking at, and then maybe what are called injects, little changes that the team could talk about and figure out so they can identify any gaps in their response and be able to figure out how to address those gaps.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.